It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. The military government of Myanmar is struggling with a cyclone that came ashore over the weekend. It's now believed to have killed more than 22,000 people. Thousands more are injured. Hundreds of thousands of people are believed to be homeless. And unlike the tsunami of a few years ago, Myanmar's government has appealed for help from the outside world, from international aid agencies with food and water running short. We're going now to James East. He's World Vision Communications Director for the Asia-Pacific region. They have hundreds of people working, actually, in Myanmar. And Mr. East, what do your people normally do, and what are they doing now?
Well, they're normally working at the grassroots level across the country, doing things like agricultural assistance, helping people to deal with the issue of HIV and AIDS, handling issues of trafficking. Now many of those staff are engaged in assessing the disaster, the scale of the disaster, and doing distributions.
Distribution of what? What do they have to distribute?
Well, we've been distributing water. We've distributed 7,000 liters of water and 10,000 kilograms of rice.
So you do have people inside this country that is difficult to get into. Can you give us the best information you're receiving about the depth and the severity of the crisis?
Well, we're largely dependent upon the state in a sense because they have helicopters that have been flying over the areas, many of which are inaccessible. What the staff have told me is that from the pictures they've seen shot from these helicopters, there are literally piles of bodies. My staff member told me the situation is worse than the tsunami. You have to remember that the Irrawaddy area, the delta area, is very flat. It's a rice-growing area, so if you have any sort of surge that sweeps across, then it is going to be destroying homes, flooding wells, and putting people in a very difficult and precarious position.
And the Irrawaddy Delta is the heart of the area that was struck by this tropical cyclone?
Yeah, it's on the southwest corner of Myanmar, so it's particularly susceptible to cyclonic weather. And it's really a kind of riverine area. You have the Irrawaddy River that comes down and breaks up into all these rivulets. It's very low-lying and particularly vulnerable to these surges.
And just so we understand, in some parts of the world, the United States say, agriculture is not as labor-intensive as it once was. There wouldn't be that many people in the way of a storm in a rural area, although there would certainly be some. What about in Myanmar?
Rural way of life is fundamentally the way of life for most people living in Myanmar. And that's why you have very high numbers of deaths, because obviously it's a very populated area. We were talking to one of the government members from the Social Welfare Ministry, and he was talking about how 8 townships or areas outside in this Irrawaddy Delta area had 95% of their homes severely damaged. And when we worked out the figures, we're talking about 2 million people.
And just so we understand, because you folks have found some kind of working relationship with this government, is it your impression that this government is really going to permit its people to be helped by the outside world to the extent that's needed?
I think we have to welcome the fact that they've said that they need international aid. That's a change. I would like to think it's an opportunity for engagement, an opportunity for us to come around the table and to really get to know each other, because I think talking is important, but also sharing that you care is important too.
James East is the Asia-Pacific Communications Director of World Vision, a non-governmental organization that has hundreds of people working inside Myanmar. Thanks very much for the information.
Thank you.
And we want to add that while Myanmar has said it will accept international aid, what Morning Edition is hearing from NPR correspondent Michael Sullivan this morning is that outside agencies have not yet been allowed into the country. We'll bring you more as we learn it.